Governor McDonnell's proposal would set aside 0.25% of the discretionary sales tax generated in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads to fund local road building projects. This would total to about $150 million that would otherwise go to the state's general fund. Senator Dick Sasslaw of Fairfax is the majority leader of the Democrat-controlled chamber. He says general fund dollars should be off limits as they fund the state's other core responsibilities.
We're not taking money from the general fund and spending it on transportation. What are we going to do? We're going to take it out of K-12? That's just simply not going to happen. It ain't coming out of committee. Any appropriation of money needs 21 votes. This is absurd. Why don't you just say we'll take the income tax and spend it? Because that's what you're doing. When you take general fund money, 60% of anything that comes out of the general fund is income tax. It's a shell game. We're not going to do it. Tell them to raise the taxes.
Governor McDonnell disagrees.
That's always the argument people make, and I don't buy it. I believe in job creation, revenue growth, the power of the free enterprise system, the success rate of the entrepreneur. That's what I believe in. I think that what we need to do in some of those areas like Medicaid that have grown 1,600% over 27 years, other programs that essentially have a blank check, is to fix those. Bring more accountability, bring spending restraint. It's what everybody up here, Democrat and Republican, did last session. We made tough decisions. We reduced spending to 2006 levels, and we ended up with a fiscal 10 surplus. I am confident that if we dedicate a very small amount, $150 million, 1% of the general fund, transportation, especially this year alone when we have about $700 million of new money that the General Assembly has not appropriated yet from surplus, from revenue growth, from $200 million in cuts that I made, that we will provide that revenue in the future, that this very small ongoing investment in transportation makes sense. There are going to be some, maybe in both parties, that don't like the idea. And I say to them, if they want to turn down $150 million for transportation in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, then that's a decision they will make and answer their constituents.
Republican Delegate Bob Marshall of Prince William is proposing a contingency plan that would authorize Virginia to mint gold and silver coins in the event of a collapse of the Federal Reserve.
To get what I'm not doing, this is not printing money. The authority for legal tender, which is a honored medium of exchange, is granted, recognized by the states. If the Federal Reserve collapses, the only institutions that are big enough to deal with this are government ones, and the only government ones are states. I mean, you got counties, but that's just out of the question. And Madison talks about, actually in Federalist Paper 44, he condemns the paper money that was issued in the interim between 1776 and 1787 as problematic. So the very thing he criticizes there, the Congress is now doing with the Federal Reserve. And again, at that time, you have to remember tobacco and other things were considered money. So by doing that, they put a restriction on what could happen. Issuance of money is an attribute of sovereignty. So clearly the feds had to have that over the states, but they didn't get rid of all ability for the states to require certain payments in gold or silver. So all I'm doing is, if the Federal Reserve fails, the states need to consider, can we construct an economic lifeboat for financial survival? So this is serious because we're in serious economic times, and I don't see interest coming from Washington.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.